Shelby County basketball to start the third. Inbounded to Robinson. They'll drive it hard baseline and will draw the foul. That'll go on Jacob Feldner. His second, team's first of the second half, and T.J. Robinson will go to the line.
That's what you see out of T.J. You want more, man. You put the ball on the floor and get to the basket.
Free throw good. Second free throw by T.J. also good. He had six. Lead down to seven here, 31-24. Shelby County will stay in a 2-3 zone. Starters on the floor here for both teams. Court straight away, left side to McKnight. Short corner to Turner. Back to Feldner straight away. Back to McKnight. Davion, left side to Feldner. Back straight away to Ford. Kick to the right wing to McKnight. They work around this zone. Inside to Cochran, and I think he traveled. Good call by the official. Had good position and just a little hop step before he went up with a shot. Good call by the official.
Yeah, I thought that was a good call.
Yep. So Shelby County, once again, after trailing by nine at the half, trying to get back-to-back buckets to get things started. Keon Stone straight away. Three, good! So the first five scored here for the Rockets, and a lead down to four here, 31-27. Ford with it on the left wing. Back straight away to Feldner, right side to McKnight. Back to Ford, straight away. He'll hand back to Feldner. Over to McKnight, drives baseline, try to leave it off underneath, taken out by Robinson. Catlett brings it into front court. Kicks it back to Stone. He'll hand back to Armstrong straight away. Jordan, left side to Stoniker. Back to Robinson straight away. Feeding down to Armstrong. Goes up and scores. So Jordan Armstrong's first basket of the game. And the Rockets have come out and scored the first seven and cut this down to a two-point game. And Coach Gaither does not like it at all and wants a timeout.
30.
And you couldn't ask for a better start here from the Rockets starting the second half.
Good job here by Coach Cates. You know, took advantage of the mismatch inside. You talked about a while ago where Collins delivered till they got the mismatch they wanted. Right there, Collins. I mean, Shelby did the same thing. Got Jordan Armstrong down on Feldner, and Jordan just went over top of him. He was really upset. I think with the weak side help, he was on help, and nobody got there. And Shelby Cates come out and... you know, take it to, with it, seven straight points here. So now it's time to see with it, now Collins can match this intensity that the Rockets have come out with.
So 31-29, nearly 2 minutes into the third, 7-0 here in the quarter. Ford had to save it inbounds off the leg of Keon Stone as they were trapping out at midcourt. Feldner tried to get rid of it to Ford on the wing, and Nick threw it off the leg of Stone to save the possession. Ford will inbound out deep here to McKnight. Davion leaves off for Ford. Back to McKnight. Down low, try to get it to Cochran. Charlie bobbled it first, goes back up and gets it. Missed it, gets his own rebound, goes up and will draw the foul. And if this is on Stoniker, that'll be number three. Now it'll be on Jordan Armstrong. That'll be his second.
Charlie stuck with it, but now you got him knocked down free throws. Been Collins' bugaboo here of late.
Free throw up in the air by Cochran. No good. Cochran back to the line for his second here. Free throw up. This one is good. 32-29. Fighting. And they will come out 2-2-1 press. Left side, Stoniker still in the backcourt. Back to Armstrong. Gets in the middle of the floor to Keon Stone. Has it deflected, but right back to Stone. Gets in the corner to Catlett. Back to Stoniker. Straight away to Stone. with it straight away. Rockets can tie with a three. Right side to Stoniker. Now straight away to Stone. Left side to Catlett. Back to Stone. Straight away. Three in the air for the tie. Got it! So Deion Stone is at back-to-back threes. And it's tied up here at 32. McKnight drives. Leaves off for Feltner on the wing. High post to Turner. Hands back to Ford.
Great start here by the Rockets. Took a 9-point lead down to Tide.
Feltner to McKnight on the wing. In the corner here to Turner. Straight away to Ford. Back to McKnight. Back to Feltner straight away. A swing. A lot of ball movement here. Short corner to Turner. Cross court pass to Feltner. He'll rise up. Three in the air. Good. Not wide open by any stretch, but just a quick release by Feltner. It's 4-3 of the game. Gives Collins the 3-point lead here, 35-32.
Shelby's just backing so far off Davion, it's just, they're playing a man and a half really on Charlie inside.
Right side, Robinson has it. Back out to Catlett.
Playing like Rondo. He's playing Rondo.
Yeah, absolutely. And McKnight will foul Stone out front. That'll be number three on Davion. Collins had jumped out. They'd really burned the 2-3 zone. They jumped out of that. Now back man-to-man. Armstrong will inbound deep in the backcourt to Stone. 35-32 Titans. 4:13 to go here in the third. Catlett with it on the left wing. In the corner to Robinson. Back to Armstrong. Jordan looking underneath. And finally, they get it back to Robinson. He'll hand back to Keon Stone out near the timeline.
Trying to isolate Keyshawn Catlett in their own Feltner.
Robinson gets it to Armstrong straight away. Keon Stone. Keon looking to drive, cut off. Backside lob. Armstrong goes up, blocked by Cochran, but fouled also by Cochran. First foul on Charlie, and that'll send Jordan Armstrong to the line.
Keon Stone continued to play well. Nice pass right there. A lot of times this year, Keon would get out of control, but right now tonight he hadn't. Knocked down two big threes.
And Jordan Armstrong's a little cut on the backside of his head. So we'll have to get that cleaned up. Training staff out.
So we need a little stupid gloves.
Wiped it off. We'll see if it continues to bleed. So now they are attempting to see if it's going to continue to bleed. And look like it's going to be right in front of us. I guess that's good enough.
It's going to continue to bleed.
I would think it would.
You're just going to swab it with alcohol. It's hot and it don't stop. It's bleeding right now.
You see a big scrape down his head there, too. Where he took that one. Free throw by Jordan. Good. Jordan, who went scoreless there in the first half. We saw the same thing over at, against the Sales last week. And had a big third quarter in that game. Second free throw, no good. Good box out on the play. And then Jordan Armstrong once again bleeding. They'll have to take him out. Josh Edwards will check in for Jordan.
There is a Band-Aid over here.
Some Vaseline or something, right?
Come on, Mick.
McKnight just steps into a wide-open 16-foot jumper and knocks it down. Pretty much can get that anytime he wants it. Lead back to four now, 37-33. Collins led by as many as 12 in the first half, led by 9 at the half. But a big third-quarter start here for the Rockets. They had tied it there briefly. Collins has moved that back in top here by 4, though. Stoniker with it. Takes a high ball screen. Hands back to Stone. Deion. Going to try to drive here on Feltner. And shot blocked. And a jump ball. Somebody's going to call a foul.
Yeah, well, I thought they had jump ball. Keon right there. They had Trey wide open out there at the front.
.255 to go here in the third. 37-33 Titans. Ford with it on the left wing. And tried a little flare pass to Robinson, or to Feldner, stolen by Robinson, but he was standing on the sideline.
That was a nice read by TJ.
So Feldner will inbound here right in front of the Snake Gilton. Right in front of the Shelby County cheering section.
You can't call it students.
Or TEP section, or whatever you call it. Cheering section.
Yeah, it's got to be cheering because he's got a 70-year-old guy over there.
McKnight back to Cochran. Takes a straightaway three and gets to four. Nick, ball screen, gets it to Turner. Left side to Feldman. Back straightaway Cochran. Takes the three again. I don't think so either. He's going to get it again right here. Charlie will let this one fly in the air. Good.
But I can't hear the free throw. I just back up here and shoot it from the three.
The lead back to seven here, 40-33. Stoniker trying to break the press by himself. Gets in the front court. Picks it up, hands it back to Keon Stone. Collins back man-to-man. Really got burned early in that 2-3. Keon will switch the ball screen. Step back, shoot a three. Good. Third three of the third quarter by Keon Stone. Keon now with nine and timeout Shelby County. Keon really reading that pick and roll. Really good step back, knocked down the shot. Lead back down to four here, 40-36.
Three big threes this quarter, I'm sorry.
Charlie Cochran leads all scorers with 14. Jacob Feldner with 12, the only two in double digits for Collins. Keon Stone, leading scorer here so far for Shelby County. He has nine. All those coming here in the third quarter. 1:45 to go here in the third. 40-36. Collins. Cameron Armstrong checked in. He will guard Davion McKnight out front. Gets it to Nick East, who also checked in during that last dead ball. Turner feeds it down low to East. Back to Turner. Turner picks his dribble up, gets it away to Eve. Now they just back off Nick. Nick tries to cross over and knock out of bounds off Keyshawn Kaplan. Knight set to inbound here for Collins. Inbound to Turner underneath the basket. Dominic can lay it in.
Good job by Davion. Be patient, take the ball off. Waiting for the open man. Dom finally got open.
Dom now in double digits. He has 10. Lead back to 6 here, 42-36. 105 to go here in the quarter. Left side, Stoniker. Straight away to Cadley. Swing the ball to the right side to Stone. Keon really been hot here in the third quarter. Stoniker straight away. He'll let it go from three. Good. Rockets really lighting it up from three here in the third quarter and lead down to three, 42-39.
He's got the kind of the Jamal Murray arrow shot after every three.
Did he? I missed
it. Yeah, he does it every time. It's pretty good. He kind of gets it from behind his head.
McKnight going to drive hard right side and will draw the foul on Armstrong. Cameron Armstrong. His first, team second here. Jordan Armstrong quickly off the bench. He's going to check in for Keon Stone. And what a quarter there for Keon Stone.
What a big quarter for Keon Stone. And what a bandage my man Jordan's got on back there.
He sure does. It's like something I saw in Memphis Wrestling back in the day.
Yeah. I think George Animal Steel used to
God rest his soul.
Hey, here we go.
McKnight with it straight away. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Shelby County drop back into a 2-3 zone. 15 seconds to go. Davion still out front here, just dribbling. 10 seconds. 8 seconds. Davion going to go one-on-one all the way to the basket. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound by McKnight, but he's standing out of bounds. So with 2.8. That's a good move by Davion, just couldn't get it to go. So 2.8 to go. We've already seen a half-court shot made here in the girls' game here at the end of the first quarter. We'll see what happens there. Inbound to the Cameron Armstrong. Cameron will just throw it up and will not make it.
Oh!
But a good quarter there for Shelby County as they outscored Collins by six there in the third quarter. Collins still leads it here,